very interesting appointment. It probably gives you an insight into the way the club's probably going to try and go the next couple of years, I'd imagine, with, not that I know Dermot Drummond myself, but from his reputation, he's obviously has spent a long time developing young players. So you'd imagine that would be the route the club going down, hopefully bringing in young British players. However, with the new owner's background, I'd imagine it's probably more than likely going to be young Turkish or European players. So they've obviously got an eye on someone who's a real good developer, and you don't work at Chelsea for the time he did if you're not good at developing young players. So it's interesting, but how much he knows about the lower leagues probably be open to debate. So I think it's one of those ones that'll either be a roaring success or might be a bit of a disaster, but until we try these things, you'll never know.
I mean, you've played in the lower leagues. How much of a risk is it, like, this sort of thing, or is it encouraging to see maybe, you know, different managers being offered these kind of jobs?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Personally, I like it. I think sometimes we just roll out the same names, the same people that have been managing the lower leagues all their career and maybe had a bit of success, failed a few times, but it's just sort of an ongoing roundabout. It's the same people jumping on and off. So it's nice to give someone else a chance. I think for a club like Crawley and the sort of business model you'd look to put in there, you need to be developing your own players to sell on. So I mean, in theory it seems like a great idea. Whether this is whether it'll come to fruition, whether it works out that way is a different story. But obviously with Dermot's contacts at Chelsea, you'd imagine it'd give you a good chance to get some real good quality young players from there on loan. Obviously with my current job at the moment, I see a lot of Chelsea's 18s and 21s and 16s, and they've got a lot of really talented boys, so it could be really exciting if Crawley can tap into that and get some of those boys down, even if it is only for a few months.
And just finally, what do you think the fans might make of this kind of appointment?
I think they'd be optimistic about it. I think you've got, like anyone, you've got to give someone a chance. It's all down to how much success you have on the pitch. It's, like I say, it's a bit of a different scenario because Dermot's gone from a development background where everyone wants to win. It's not the be-all and end-all. Whereas when you get into the Football League and firstly preserving your status in League Two and then hopefully getting a club back into League One, results are all that matter. So, yes, I'm sure the fans want to see exciting, open, attacking football, but they also want to win. So it's trying to get that blend between the two. And obviously, if you're going to employ a young team, then we're going to have to accept there's probably going to be a few mistakes along the way, but it could be really exciting.